The festival is aimed at encouraging young musicians to use their own instruments. That's why we say sing our own songs. So to play their own instruments that are around them, but also to help preserve African music and African instruments. We tend to think that our own music is not good enough, or, you know, it's only supposed to be performed by maybe some people in a village, like a small village around a fire. And even in schools, it's the same thing. I remember when I graduated from college, I went to teach music, and they're like, we don't have instruments. People think the only thing that you can use to teach music is a piano. They complain about not having instruments when they have all these instruments around them. So that's also one other important issue, I think, to get everybody conscious, including people that are into like music education. If they can realize that they don't need expensive instruments, they can sing their own song. They can use their own instruments in educating their children musically.
You brought in one of those traditional instruments. You want to describe it?
The instrument I have here is called the kalimba in Zambia. The same instrument is called mbira in Zimbabwe. Timango yembekeza Elo wapwera Tinene chani Poti wapwera Nise okondwa Poti wapwera Omwana wapwera Elo wapwera Omwana wapwera
What was that called?
This song is called Mwana. It's a song that I wrote for my daughter when she was born. And Mwana simply means child. So I was just saying, I'm happy that you are here.
How did you come to Northern Illinois University?
I have family here in the U.S. to start with. But we lived in Zambia and I toured. But I have a bachelor's in music education, and I was like, oh yeah, I want to go and do my master's. We don't have a master's degree in music in Zambia, so I couldn't do it there. And when I was looking for schools, I didn't want to do classical music. I wanted to do what I was already doing, like, you know, traditional music. So I started looking for schools where they offer world music programs, and NIU was just like one of those few.
And have you been able then to kind of follow through as you wished?
Yeah, it's been a very good experience for me. And I think I've learned a lot since I've been here. Also, for me, what's important is using all these different musicians around me to explore and experiment with African music, which I think NIU has provided that kind of environment.
Are there plans beyond keeping this festival going or other projects in mind, or are you just busy on trying to get your master's?
Yeah, I think me coming here and getting some education kind of like opened my eyes more. You know, I've always known what I want to do musically. I love performing. I love to be on stage, and I'll definitely do that, you know, as long as I live. But also, in a very small way, in my own way, I want to contribute towards preserving of African instruments and exposing them and educating people about some of these instruments. And so my other big project that's in my mind is about collecting different traditional instruments and traditional music when I go back to Zambia from different parts. We have 73 different ethnic groups in Zambia. Each speak their own language, and each of those groups have their own music. So my goal is to just try and see if I can, you know, record as much as I can, archive as much as I can. So that's my next thing.
That'll keep you busy for quite a while.
I think for my whole, at least for this lifetime. I'm 39, and I can spend like 1 year just exploring one music from one ethnic group. And if I'm talking about 73, you know, then I'm talking about 73 years of doing that. So, I think for a lifetime, I have enough business to take care of.
Then I should wish you good health. and long life.
Thank you.
So that you can at least attempt to get through all of that. Thank you again so much for coming in.
Thanks. It was a pleasure to be here.